So last week, of course, was Easter week, and it was a massive a weekend, that Sunday, Easter Sunday of celebration. And if you imagine back to the time of Jesus and the disciples, you can probably only imagine how excited and thrilled the disciples must have been to see the risen Lord. But they had lots of questions, too, about the resurrection. And when Mary Magdalene appeared and said, "I've seen the risen Lord," you know, what sort of questions might have been in the disciples' minds at that time? And many of those sort of questions might have been the sort of questions that we ourselves might ask.
What will people think?
What's going to happen to us?
What does Jesus want us to do?
Is Jesus really alive?
Where is Jesus now?
Are we going to get in trouble?
What should we do now?
Do we see Jesus again?
That's right. So lots and lots of questions. And if you can see the lectern, which I don't know if you can see right from the back, but if I move to it, I've got a load of balloons, which with the absence of young people, you can all play with, but loads of balloons to just signify the sort of huge number of questions that might have been asked at the time. And the service today is going to explore how God's people were affected by Jesus' return and how some of those questions might have been answered. We've come to the time of the reading, and the reading today is from John chapter 20, and different members of the band are going to read bits to you, and effectively we've got Hannah as the narrator, Gregor will be Jesus, Terry will be Thomas, and the rest will be the disciples.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said,
"Peace be with you."
After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said,
"Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you."
And with that, he breathed on them and said,
"Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven."
Now Thomas, called Didymus, was one of the 12, was not there with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him,
"We have seen the Lord."
But he said to them,
"Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were, put my hand into his side, I will not believe it."
A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said,
"Peace be with you."
Then he said to Thomas,
"Put your fingers here. See my hands? Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe."
Thomas said to him,
"My Lord and my God."
Then Jesus told him,
"Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed."
Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
Thank you. So sometimes there are just things in life that are really hard to understand. And I was thinking about this a little bit before the service, and I was thinking, I'm glad Henry Rattle's not here because he's one of the brightest people I know. But I was thinking, well, how does electricity work? It's, you know, think into that, and it's really quite challenging to think, how does electricity work? How does it go down those wires? Or how does a bumblebee actually fly? You know, those big fat bodies, little wings fluttering away. Unfortunately, you can't see this is an animated picture, but it would move if I had worked out how to make it work. But yeah, how How do they fly? So it really isn't flying in this case. Or equally, you know, it's great at the moment in our household. We've got Toby doing A-level maths. But sums like this, who can do sums like this? They're just horrendously complicated. You know, how do you do answer some of these questions? Now, Jesus' disciples were struggling with a whole load of questions at the time. And you heard some of this in the reading. And they had just lots and lots of questions. Would anybody like to just help me hand some of these question balloons out? Do you want to help? Go on then. Anybody else? Any other young people want to just come and take some balloons and put them out into the congregation? You know, this is going to end up in a spaghetti mess. Just give them to, just spread them out anywhere. Give them to anybody in the church. Oh, I'm going to get in the right mess here. Sorry, this is where it all goes wrong. There we are. Have you got both? Anybody else want some balloons? Pete, would you just go and throw a few around? Thank you. Come on, take these last two. Just give them to anybody you'd like. So we've got all these questions. And you might remember from the start of the service that the disciples had a lot of questions. And some of the questions that some of you all read out were some of the ones, for example, that are on the screen now. And Jesus then appeared to the disciples in the room, and the effect of this turned them from people who were hiding away in this room in fear into people who were quite bold and adventurous and brave. And it was a real dramatic change. And it was almost as dramatic as, for example, Cinderella changing from rags to riches. Or maybe Popeye, for those of us of a certain age who will remember Popeye, who ate lots of spinach and suddenly went from a weedy guy to a big, strong bloke. Or maybe more contemporary, Superman. Clark Kent changing from this glasses, that sort of slightly weird chap, into Superman, who could do anything. So these changes were quite dramatic. But unlike these superheroes or cartoon characters, the change that Jesus brought to the disciples was a permanent change. It wasn't a temporary one. It wasn't like Popeye with his, you know, as soon as his spinach wore off, his muscles disappeared and away he'd go. This was a permanent change. Jesus changed the disciples forever. So if I've got another assistant, I should have some peace and joy balloons, I think, please. Oh, I'll take the peace to start with. I think I want peace to start with. Which do I want first? Sorry, this is... So if you think back to the reading, some of the first words Jesus said... I'm going to have my two young helpers again, please. He spoke to the words. He said, "Peace be with you." So what we have are some balloons that say peace. So do you want to take one of those and swap them for a question mark balloon? And can you take the question mark balloons to Julie, who stood at the back by the doors? That'd be great. Just swap those. That's brilliant. Just take one question mark at a time. Just swap the peace one for one question mark. So I'm just... otherwise, it, brilliant. And then you've got to come back here quite quickly, because I'll have some more in a minute. So he said, "Peace be with you." Thank you, Linda. But when the disciples heard those words, "Peace be with you," he had joy. They brought joy to the disciples. If you swap those and then come back quickly again, if you go up the middle, one of you perhaps, in the middle. Anybody else wants help with balloons, you're very welcome. So by dying on the cross, Jesus made it possible for us and the disciples to be friends with him. Can I have the next two, please, Linda? Mission and Holy Spirit. I'll take mission first. So then, also in the room, Jesus then said to his disciples, "You know, I have a mission for you. This is, I want you to go and do things for me." So we have mission balloons, which answered some of their questions. So if you go and swap those, that's brilliant. And God's, you know, his charge to the disciples at that time was to go out as his representative into the world. So that's what the disciples did. And to help them with that, he gave them his Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit was there to help them and support them in that mission. You're doing a great job, lads. Thank you. Anybody still got a question mark balloon? Make yourselves known. And that same mission, the Holy Spirit, that mission applies to us as well. So we, you know, are charged by God and by Jesus to go out and spread the good news. And like the disciples, we have the Holy Spirit to help us. And we need the Holy Spirit because it can be a tough mission. It can be quite challenging to do God's work. Now, Thomas, you remember Terry read the Thomas part of the reading for us. Thomas is sometimes unfairly referred to as Doubting Thomas. But actually, once Thomas had met the risen Lord in the room and seen and believed, he actually genuinely probably had most belief of any of the disciples. So our last two balloons are belief. So you're going to... There's one there and another one somewhere else. There we are. On your left. Because Thomas said, when he met Jesus, seen him in the room, he said, "You are my Lord and my God." Thomas looked at the evidence in front of him and he really believed. And that's why we've got the belief balloons. These are the questions that were answered. Thank you very much, lads. So the reality of the resurrection can really help us believe in God. That true belief, that's the reality of it. It helps us to believe that Jesus was God. Now, anybody who's now holding a balloon, would you mind passing it to one of your neighbours, please? Because the final verse of the reading make it really clear that these blessings are not just for us. They're not limited to disciples, but they're for other people as well. And people, you know, us today can be affected by Jesus' teachings. We too can have peace and joy and a mission and the Holy Spirit to help us and that true belief in Jesus as Lord. And the disciples were changed into people who stood up for Jesus, and so too can we stand up for Jesus in our daily lives, the one in whom we really believe. And as Jesus is alive and he appeared to the disciples in the room, lads, I've got another job for you here as well. If you want to come back, it'd be brilliant. He too is alive. So just as a reflection of this and for us to take away today, I've just got some little wristbands for you, which are very homemade, you will see. And they just say Jesus is alive, to just remind us that he is with us and alive today. So do you want to just go and give everybody one of those, and I'll get some people to help you? So hopefully, in the next few minutes, everybody will get one of these little wristbands. Do you want to throw some around, please, Fiona? Thank you. I'll take one. Do you want to take some for the band? I will do the songs now. Thank you, Ian. Do you want to just take it? Yeah. These are very simple. On the back of them... You might need some help. On the back of them, they've got a little sticky tab. So if you wrap them around your wrist, they should stick on. So the band is just a little wristband to remind us that Jesus is alive. And hopefully, if the band could come back, as you attach your wristband, we'll just sing a song.